What if your child could navigate multiple cultures effortlessly, think more flexibly, and potentially delay cognitive aging by 4 years? This isn't wishful thinking. It's the scientifically backed reality for bilingual children. When two languages coexist in one brain, they don't simply occupy separate mental territories. Modern brain imaging reveals a fascinating interplay. Core grammar processing areas serve both languages, while vocabulary shows more separation. Learning two languages requires more neural effort than one, but not twice as much. Each language contributes additional mental resources. The bilingual brain constantly juggles languages, deciding when to suppress one or allow both to remain active. This ongoing mental workout strengthens executive function, particularly attention control and task switching. Code switching, seamlessly moving between languages, isn't linguistic confusion, but a sophisticated skill mastered only after achieving proficiency in both languages. It follows precise grammatical rules rather than occurring randomly. This constant language juggling creates cognitive reserve, a kind of mental resilience that protects against cognitive decline. Bilingual seniors develop dementia symptoms an average of 4 years later than monolinguals, a benefit no known medication can match. Scientists have observed structural changes in bilingual brains, including increased density in areas associated with language processing and executive function. These changes appear most pronounced in early bilinguals, but can occur at any age. Children possess extraordinary language learning abilities that surpass adults. Infants are naturally equipped with acute hearing for complex sounds, superior voice localization, and heightened attention to human faces and mouth movements. Their key advantage lies in neural hyperactivity. Their brains operate at twice the adult metabolic rate until age 9, forming about 15,000 neural connections per neuron in the first 5 years. Babies start by distinguishing all speech sounds, but gradually focus only on those relevant to their ambient languages. By 12 months, English-learning babies no longer detect certain Hindi consonant contrasts that Hindi-learning babies still perceive. Children also possess remarkable pattern recognition abilities for grammar. They often create more regular patterns than their input provides, demonstrated by deaf children developing more grammatical sign language than their late-learning deaf parents used. Their rule extraction capabilities show in common overgeneralization errors like good instead of went. This language learning window gradually diminishes, with optimal periods for different skills: pronunciation before age 6 to 7, grammar before 12 to 13. While earlier learning is advantageous, meaningful language acquisition remains possible at any age with proper motivation and exposure. Research shows that bilingual children reach language milestones at the same pace as monolingual children, from babbling at 6 months to two-word combinations at 18 months. Studies from the University of Miami reveal that bilingual infants often outperform monolinguals in receptive vocabulary when measuring total conceptual vocabulary. While bilinguals may score lower in each individual language, their combined vocabulary matches monolinguals. The reported delay in phonetic tasks, where bilinguals master certain sound contrasts at 20 months rather than 17, actually reflects an adaptive strategy. Bilinguals maintain flexibility across language sound systems rather than making early distinctions. Claims about bilinguals lowering test scores stem from flawed research that failed to account for socioeconomic factors. When properly controlled studies compare similar socioeconomic groups, the strongest predictor of test performance is socioeconomic status, not bilingualism. Parents don't teach language directly. They create environments where language develops naturally. The key challenge is establishing the minority language, since the majority language of school, commerce, and media develops through environmental exposure. Children need minority language exposure for at least 20% of waking hours, 15 hours weekly, with some experts recommending 30%, 25 hours. If exposure falls below 20 hours, seek supplementary sources, especially from monolingual speakers. Common strategies include one parent, one language, OPAL, where each parent uses a different language; minority language at home, MLH, where both parents use only the minority language at home; time and place strategy, varying language by schedule and location, and mixed language policy, using whichever language fits the situation. Survey data from over 100 bilingual families shows OPAL and minority language at home strategies have similar success rates, about 63% and 62.5%. The best approach is whatever suits your family circumstances. What matters most is consistency, emotional connection, and creating genuine need for the minority language. Bilingual children develop enhanced language capabilities, including earlier metalinguistic awareness, the ability to understand language as an object of study rather than just using it. Bilystok's moving word task demonstrated this advantage. 82% of bilingual emergent readers correctly identified that a word's meaning remains constant when moved between pictures, versus 38% of monolinguals. This awareness helps them grasp letter-sound relationships earlier, improving their writing and language skills. Bilinguals show greater mental flexibility across cognitive domains. They generate more creative solutions in tests and produce triple the quality hypotheses in science problems, even from disadvantaged backgrounds. Most notably, bilinguals demonstrate superior selective attention across all age groups and language pairs. Their strengthened executive function, developed through constant language switching, helps them focus better and suppress distractions. This cognitive advantage persists into old age, with studies showing bilingualism delays dementia onset by approximately 4 years. Most bilingual families face resistance when children reject the minority language, typically between ages 3 to 7. This can appear as one-word responses, nonverbal answers, or persistent use of the majority language. Some children may even claim to hate the minority language. Parents' reactions to language choice send clear messages about expectations. The "I don't understand" strategy, pretending not to comprehend the majority language, proves effective across ages, even when children know parents use both languages. Siblings almost always default to the majority language in private, regardless of their bilingual abilities. While parents can encourage minority language use in their presence, trying to control private sibling conversations often backfires. Outside support becomes vital as children age. Contact with monolingual speakers of the minority language, especially grandparents, provides essential motivation and practice. Annual visits to countries where the minority language dominates can rapidly improve children's skills and enthusiasm, with progress often visible within days. Bilingualism enriches one's worldview rather than fragmenting identity. Bilingual individuals experience distinct windows into reality, often noting different physical and psychological states when switching languages, from altered facial expressions to personality shifts that match each language's cultural context. Bilingual upbringing preserves minority languages, which typically vanish within 3 generations without active preservation. Parents who speak heritage languages at home create vital connections between past and present, maintaining both language and cultural perspectives. While a universal language may seem practical, local languages serve unique cultural and cognitive purposes. They're specifically adapted to express local realities, from Inuit's numerous terms for snow to Chinese's distinct words for maternal and paternal relatives. Like biodiversity in nature, linguistic diversity provides humanity with multiple frameworks for understanding and problem solving. Multiple languages aren't a burden, but a gift that enables children to transcend single perspectives. In our interconnected world, navigating multiple linguistic and cultural frameworks has become essential for global success.